Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, Day 10. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Let's find out what's behind today's door.
Today is the second Sunday in Advent, and on our calendar that represents the Bible, so let's light two of our Advent candles and find out more about the Bible.
The Bible is the holy book used by Christians, but it's not just one book, it's made up of 66 books, written in three different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And it was written over a period of about 1,500 years. The Bible is in two main parts, the Old and New Testaments. The Old Testament tells about creation, the history of the Jewish people, and the promise of a Messiah or Savior. The New Testament tells about the life of Jesus, who Christians believe is the promised Messiah, and his first followers.
One way of using the Bible, especially the Old Testament, at Christmas, is through a Jesse tree. The name comes from Jesse, who was the father of the great Jewish king David. One prophecy in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, says, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit."
A branch is a sign of new life and new beginnings. Jesus was a descendant of King David, and Christians believe that Jesus is this new branch.
The first Jesse trees date back to medieval times and were large carvings, tapestries, or even stained glass windows in churches that helped illiterate people learn about the Bible, from creation to the Christmas story. But now Jesse trees can be used as a kind of Advent calendar. You can use a normal Christmas tree or a banner in the shape of a tree. Each day through Advent, or sometimes just on the four Sundays of Advent, a special decoration or ornament that tells a story from the Bible is hung on the tree.
Well, James, what kind of ornaments could be used?
For the Garden of Eden, you could have an apple or apple tree. For the story of Noah, a rainbow. For Joseph and his brothers, you could have a multicoloured coat. And for Moses, a burning bush. To tell the Christmas story, Mary is represented by a white lily to show her purity. Joseph, a hammer, as he was a carpenter. The shepherds, a fluffy sheep. And Jesus, a manger. I think you get the idea. For some more ideas and symbols, please go and check out the Jesse Tree page in the Christmas Customs section of whychristmas.com. So I hope you've learnt a bit more about the Bible. It's much more than a dusty old book with some rules in.
That's right, James. It's a great read and a real manual for life. And it's the best-selling book in history. Of course, the theme music today was Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas, and the background music was Derek K. Miller with We Three Kings. Thanks for listening to Day 10 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Please come back tomorrow where you never know what will be behind the door.
For James Cooper, I'm Steve Webb, your host.
Long after Christmas time.